Tab 14. Chris Kellogg can present the no objection letters and give a very brief description on the four or five EFPs that have come forward.
Okay, the council has received four notifications of new permit requests since the last council meeting. The first two were for study fleets. They were primarily, and they're very similar in their requests. They were four exemptions for size limits and possession limits for a range of species, including mid-Atlantic species, groundfish and monkfish, skates. The next two were for monkfish EFP requests. One was a GMRI tagging study, and the other was a GMRI gill net study. And the requests were for exemptions from days at sea possession limits for monkfish and minimum size possession limits. And the staff saw no, that the council would have no objection to these going forward. But I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for Chris on Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, Chris, I can't recall. How many vessels are involved in the Northeast Fishery Science Center study fleet program?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up and get back to you, David. But the removal amounts are listed in the FR notice, the expected removals. I think it's a broad exemption request. I'm not sure that they've got a number of vessels.
Dave Gatel.
Yeah, I think I can answer Dr. Pierce's question. In the Federal Register, it says up to 50 vessels. There are currently 30 vessels in the study fleet. They plan on expanding it in this iteration.
Anything further? Okay, thank you, Chris. We'll take a 15-minute break. Be back at 11 o'clock. We'll pick up back at 11 o'clock.